Isaiah chapter 16. Send a lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah by way of the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Like fluttering birds, like an abandoned nest, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon River. They say, give us some help, give us some advice. Shelter us fugitives, don't betray a single refugee. Let the fugitives from Moab settle among you. Be a shelter to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor comes to an end and destruction has finished and the destroyer has vanished from the land, then a throne will be established in gracious love and there will sit in faithfulness in David's tabernacle one who judges justly and is quick to do what is right. So, Moab, like all these nations that Isaiah is prophesying against, they seem to be solid, and nothing was going to destroy them, and they'd be there forever. And so it is with the world around us. We think that it's all solid, and it's not going to fall down, and the great big buildings and institutions are just going to be there as they were in the days of our parents and grandparents. But it is all going to change, and change quickly. And this is what faith is all about, believing that Jesus will come. That's why it goes on to say, when it talks about how Moab's going to be wiped out, but then a throne will be established in love and faithfulness in the tabernacle of David. That is, Jesus will come back and establish God's kingdom. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He became extremely proud. We've heard of his insolence and his arrogance. Therefore, let everybody wail for Moab, lament and grieve because of how Kir-Hareseth is going to be ruined, and for how the fields of Heshbon will wither like the vines of Sibmar. So then, when you see proud people, you should feel sorry for them. That's what Isaiah is saying. We've heard about the pride of Moab, how proud he's become. Therefore, everybody wail for Moab. He's going to be brought down. This is just what happens. Pride is brought down. You see it in people's lives, in this life, and it will come ultimately, in the last day, when Jesus is back, then all pride will be brought down. So we've got to be humble and not want great things for ourselves now. Therefore I, this is Isaiah, will weep with the tears of Jazer for the vines of Sibmar. I will drench Heshbon and Elealeh with my tears. So, Moab is going to weep for itself, but Isaiah says, and I even now weep for you. So, you didn't think, huh, they're our enemies, good riddance to them. Ah, that's good news, they're going to be destroyed. He wept for them. And so that's how we should be. You should have a heart that bleeds for this world that is going to be destroyed. And we should want, by all means, to try to save them. That's why we should pray every day that we'll be able to have a meeting with somebody, at least, to whom we can share the good news of the kingdom and help them to see that there is another way. And he goes on, therefore, my inside parts groan like a harp for Moab, and my innermost being groans for Kir-Hareseth. So he really wants them to change and repent, and he really feels for them. So this was the message that the Lord spoke concerning Moab, but now the Lord has spoken again. Within 3 years, like the years of a temporary worker, the glory of Moab will be despised in spite of all his great numbers, and his remnant will be very few and insignificant. So, still they were given the chance to repent, to be humble, but sadly they didn't want it. And so all their glory and all their huge multitude of people was going to come to nothing. That's what we're doing now. That's the point we're at in this world, where we're giving the world a chance to repent, and to repent of their pride and look at life another way, but they don't want it. And so unfortunately, the judgment is going to come upon them when Jesus comes back.